Ladies and gentlemen, Hungary is the latest country to report today an outbreak of the bird flu, and they're preparing now to slaughter 100,000 plus birds to try and stem the spread of this bird flu. Let's talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast, and I covered just a couple days ago the outbreak in Lithuania, which was just the latest after a long string of bird flu outbreaks and resulting culls of hundreds of thousands of birds, including France, where they killed off 100,000 birds, the UK, where they killed hundreds of thousands of birds, ducks, chickens, and they even said you're not allowed to keep your chickens outside right now. They're forcing you to register your chickens with the state. And now, if you live nearby one of these outbreaks, DEFRA is walking around and killing people's chickens, gassing them to stop the spread of bird flu via migratory birds. It's off the scale insanity right now. Again, in the name of animals are dirty and dangerous and ridden with pandemics, the zoonotic threat. We've been covering this narrative for some time right now, but it's going into absolute hyperdrive just as the minks set the foundation for it here. Now, I want to be clear, it's not just the countries where the outbreaks are happening that are affected by this. For example, the Philippines has stopped importing meat from all of the countries affected, which means they're not getting the chicken that they're supposed to. So each one of these individual bird flu outbreaks throws a major wrench into the gears of the flow of food across the markets. Now, this is just like the soybeans and the corn and other grains exports shutting down, but now it's in the name of a pandemic. So because of bird flu, we can no longer trade poultry freely across the world. And this is a huge problem when we're already experiencing what's been called a global protein shortage. Now, this narrative is being taken to extreme levels. It's just going into overdrive right now. And here's a story just out minutes ago from the AP that is a perfect example of this. There's evidently this racing pigeon. Let's read here. Quote, a racing pigeon has survived an extraordinary 8,000-mile voyage across the Pacific Ocean from Oregon, finding a new home in Australia. Now, authorities consider the bird a quarantine risk and plan to kill it. So it's actually amazing to me that any bird could fly all the way across the Pacific Ocean. But even more ridiculous is the idea that it can't be allowed. We can't allow the free movement of animals or people anymore. It's too risky. It's too dangerous. We're all too ridden with disease and pandemics. And I hope you see that this story is actually a very good example of how that narrative is being telegraphed into the public consciousness. Oh, see this bird that crossed the ocean? Uh-uh. You're not allowed to do that anymore. You're not allowed to travel without your COVID pass, right? All of these things are one download into your mind that is trying to make the case that this is the new normal. We can't allow these things to happen anymore. And here's yet another example of this. You know, we saw in Denmark after they killed off 17 million mink that they actually had one minister make the statement there that if we have a problem with your pets, we may have to start culling house pets, cats and dogs as well. Sure enough, here from RT, we see that narrative is start to come to the surface here. And of course, that's part of the Agenda 2030. We don't have resources for pets anymore. We can't afford to feed your dogs and cats. That's out of the question. So here it is that's being established now. Canine coronavirus is apparently behind this kennel cough in Canada, according to veterinarians. Now, note that this has nothing to do with COVID, but it sounds scary because it sounds like a coronavirus. So they're going to call it a canine coronavirus and push these headlines out, making it sure that everyone sees that just like the pigs last week, which are suddenly susceptible to COVID-19, and maybe we'll have to cull those animals too. Animals, dirty, dangerous. They're barbarous relics from the past, and in this new normal, we can't afford to keep animals anymore. It's out of the question. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to show you that there are very big seismic motions, in fact, around animal agriculture and even around down to your house pets. They are setting this narrative that animals are dirty and dangerous, and I'll keep covering it. I usually just tweet these links out, but I've lost my Twitter, so I figured it would be a perfect opportunity to do a very quick update on that today. Here's one other interesting thing that I saw. This was on CBS. Lots of people going out to get chicks to try and raise their own backyard flocks, even as the USDA warns you that chickens are giving you salmonella. Again, animals, dirty, dangerous. You can see this narrative everywhere if you look for it. And in fact, so many people were trying to buy chicks from their neighborhood stores that they had to put up these, you know, basically rationing chicks. This is pretty astounding. If you're here for chicks, please sign in. And you can only get 6 chicks, as my rooster in the background, only 6 chicks per household. That's really all you need. Once you get your flock up and running, I've got a broody hen right now. I've got way too many chicks on the way. So go ahead and get your flock started and make sure you've got eggs on the way so you can supply to your neighbors in case the big stores are running out. That's great. Because, this is the narrative. The agenda is to cut off your ability to have animals. So we all need to be working on that right now and making sure that we pass laws at the local level, whether that's your city or your county or your state, if you can manage it, to protect the right to raise animals and to grow your protein for your family. That's it for today. Again, a short update because I can't tweet. So ladies and gentlemen, you can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you value this broadcast and the information I'm bringing, help me keep it running. There's a few ways to do that. Listed at iceagefarmer.com/support. And I genuinely appreciate all of your help. But also just spread the word. Thanks for watching, folks. Let's go grow abundant amounts of food and raise wonderful, clean, regenerative animals free of disease, because that's the way we're supposed to live in harmony with nature. And that's what they want us to forget. They want us divorced from that reality. We can't allow it. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.